God says it all the time. God says there's evil and there's good. What's the matter, Brian? It's okay. He's going like this, waving his hand back. You don't see him, but he's like, what? So I had to say, I don't know. But anyway, you have to realize that there are evil people out there. What do you think? Who do you think is the most evil person you could think of? Like, I don't mean a person. Generally, without a naming person, but somebody that would do what? Like, who do you would be the most evil person? Yes. I can't hear you.
Liars.
Violence?
Liars.
Oh, liars? Liars? Tam? Somebody hurts children. I'll go amen with that one. Bob?
Thieves?
Think they're the most evil? Anyone else got an idea? Liars? That's kind of all of us. Thieves? It's kind of all of us. What's that? Murderers? Child molesters? Yeah, they're pretty low. You want to know who God says the most evil people are? People that don't love his son, Jesus. That's what God says. People that do not have an absolute heart for Jesus Christ. God says you are the most evil and corrupt of them all. You are so evil and so corrupt that the gospel can't even penetrate. The love of Christ, the love of God, the love of your soul can't even penetrate in. Think about that. That's real evil. But look at me, if you would, in Proverbs 21. In Proverbs 20, my Bible is falling apart. Look at this. This page is all falling apart. Proverbs 21, look at me in verse 15, please. It says this. It says, it is joy to the just to do judgment. Say it with me if you would, please. You ready? It is joy to the just to do judgment. One more time. It is joy to the just to do judgment. I want you to say, to me, that just kind of rings. It's joy to the just to do judgment. So when you say, people say, oh, you shouldn't judge, you shouldn't judge. Well, I'll tell you what, you should actually, it should be joy to you if you're just, if you're right with God, to do judgment. Not to speak judgment, to think judgment, but to actually do judgment. That's what it's all about. See, most people think that judging is you telling someone that they're wrong. No, judgment is you've already judged yourself wrong and you're fixing it. You know what I mean? You've already judged what is right and wrong, and you've already said in your judgment, this is wrong. I'm not going to do it. This is right. I'm going to do that. Does that make sense, anybody? So judgment is a lot of things, but this is what it says in verse 3. Look in verse 3 with me there if you can. You know what? It's in chapter 28. Never mind. This is what it says. It says, to do judgment and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to God than sacrifices. So when it says it is a joy to the just to do judgment, God doesn't really care too much about what you think of others. He cares about what you think about yourself more. Meaning this is that we can all judge others. Can I get an amen? We can all find faults in others. Can I get an amen? Well, God says, no, it's got to be joy to you to judge yourself, to see what you're doing wrong, what you're thinking wrong. Because the truth of the matter is, if we don't judge ourselves, I'm telling you right now, we're going to become the worst people in the world. And you might not think that of yourself, but that's what God says. The word judgment means this, the act or process of the mind. Please listen, an act or process of the mind in comparing its ideas. To find their agreement and to ascertain the truth. Like, what is truth? John 17:17, Jesus said, thy word is truth. So if you ever want to know what you're thinking, what you're going to do, what your action might be, how you're acting towards another person, how you're feeling towards another person, what you're going to do in response to that, you ought to always go to the Bible and see what the Bible says you ought to do first. But it says, thy word is truth, and in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So we have truth on earth as God, and we need to always go to God and find out the truth. Now, please, you might think that sounds so simple. Just this week alone, I've had at least 3 different times where I literally did not know how to act. I had emotions, I had feelings, hurt. You ever have hurt? You ever have someone hurt you? And you know how you want to react, right? And in your mind, I'm like, well, if I don't react, then I'm telling them it's okay. If I don't do, you know what I mean? It's very hard. I'm telling you, knowing, being a dad, a father is very hard because you don't have to be the way you are with your family, the way you are with your friends, the way you are with everybody is not the way you are with your children. Your children, you literally have to tell them what to do. Tell them what's right and wrong. You've got to be the judge and the jury. You know what I mean? God is giving that response. So it's hard when you're thinking about your children, all this. But the act or process of the mind in comparing its ideas, three times already this week, I know what I wanted to do. I know what I thought was the right thing to do. I know what I, you know what I'm saying? But I really didn't know. So I had to bow on my face and just pray and pray and pray. Say, God, I don't know what, how should I act? What should I do? I feel like I'm supposed to react. I feel like I'm supposed to say something. Especially if you're a father, you feel like you're always supposed to say something. If you're a husband, you feel like you're always supposed to say something. If you're a boss, how can you be a boss and not say anything? Come on, being serious. How can you be in charge of people and not say anything to them? You can't. How can you be a father and not say anything? You can't. How can you be a husband and not say anything? You can't. How can you be a pastor and not say anything? You can't. So knowing that I have to say, I have to do, it's my job. The Word of God says, I'm like, I don't know how. Because if I say this way, they're going to be mad. If I say that way, they're going to be upset. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I literally don't know how to judge. Like, what? How should I got to get on my face and on this altar and beg God, God, tell me what to do. You know what most of the time he said to do? Do nothing. I was like, what? Just do nothing. I said, why? He said, because of the emotions that whatever you do, you're going to do it out of your emotion. You're going to do it out of the way you feel right now. And because what you feel right now should be done. I'm like, absolutely, amen. I need to say that now. Well, that's another thing. I just hope that helps somebody. Turn to John chapter 5 with me. John chapter 5. Telling you, it is not easy to do judgment. It's not easy. And we need God. We need him so much. But if you don't care about making the right judgment, you don't care about saying the right thing, well, then that just shows you where you're at. You don't care. Because I'll be honest with you, all of us should care about doing the right thing. Can I get an amen? We should. We should just care. Is it the right thing what I'm about to do? Is it the right thing what I said? If you don't, then you're just like a child. John chapter 5, look in verse 22 with me, please. John 5, 22, Jesus said, for the Father judges no man. Now please pay attention to what he said, because I didn't understand this. He said, the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son. So that means Jesus Christ judges. How many people I just want you to think about it. I wish I had more time, but would you rather God judge you or Jesus judge you? Yes. No, I understand. I honestly thought about this. I don't know. I used to always think, definitely Jesus. The closer I get to God, you see, Jesus was a man. Jesus was a man. Jesus was homeless. Jesus had no girlfriends. Jesus didn't go out for steak dinners. Jesus lived a sacrificial life. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I just know me as a man, when I know what I'm doing, and I see people over there, and I know that they can be, and they should be, and they ought to be, and there's no reason for them not to be, I get a little bit judgmental. So in my mind, I'm thinking, God's God. He'll probably be like, I don't worry, you know, it's okay. Jesus is like, no. I was there in your position. You can do it. I was there. I know exactly what you went through. No fooling me. And God says, no, I'm not even going to judge. But you know why God said that? Because I was never a man, just so to speak. You know what I mean? Don't like doctrinally. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it's like. How does God know what it's like to be spanked or to be fed by your mama? I'm just saying, you know, Jesus knows exactly what it's like to be a human being. He knows exactly what it's like. And he lived perfect. Amen. He did everything right. So now he's the judge. Makes me think a little different. I think I might want God to judge me instead of Jesus. Because Jesus, he's the one that took those whips on his back for you. He's the one that took the punching in the face and the spitting in the face for you. He's the one that took the crucifixion for who? You. So then you're going to come to him and say, Jesus, you just don't understand. So my point is, he said, all it's given unto the Son. Look in verse 23. It says, why is judgment given to the Son? It says that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which he has sent. First is, you can't have joy until you are just, and you can't be just until you do judgment. It is joy to the just to do judgment. You can't have joy until you are right with God, just. Do you understand that? You can't. If you're not right with God, you will never have joy. If you're right with God, you will experience real joy. Amen? It's just something you can't explain. And then when you are just, you really have to do judgment. Webster Dictionary says the determination of the mind formed, please listen, formed from comparing the relations of ideas or the comparison of facts and arguments in the formation of our judgments. I'm sorry, with the information of our judgments that we've received, we should be careful to weigh and to compare all the facts connected with the subject. Do you ever do that? Do you ever weigh all the facts? There's right now, there's people that should be in church right now that I personally spent a lot of time in, a lot of energy, a lot of money, did everything for them. I mean, everything. And only not for them to love me, but for them to raise up in their life. And then they just don't even bother waking up. And it gets you a little mad, right? And you're like, well, God tells me this. He says, do you have all the facts? I'm like, well, what do you mean? Have you walked in their shoes? Do you know what their day was yesterday? Do you know what's in their heart? Do you know what's going on? And I started thinking, oh man, that stinks. Proverbs 18:13 says this, he that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame unto him. He that answers a matter before he hears all the facts, it's shame and it's folly. You're not wise. And that's why that's a good verse to live by, because you know, I've done it. We all do it. You'll hear someone talking, all of a sudden you burst in. And God says, now you're being a fool now. Just wait until you hear everything. Wait till you hear it all and then answer. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, how can we make a judgment to someone we don't know all the facts? And I do it all the time, and so do we. It is joy to the just to do judgment. There's different types of judgments. The very first judgment we'll talk to you about is the judgment of the mind. Matthew 7. Look in Matthew 7 with me, please. Matthew chapter 7, say amen when you're there. It's a great chapter, isn't it? Look in verse 1, please. This is the verse that all the evil people, I say evil only by tongue in cheek, because I just told you people that don't love Jesus Christ are evil. That's what God says. All the people that are lost use this verse. Look what it says. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Now just remember that. Please remember that verse. God says, judge not unless you be judged. And he says, because whatever judgment you judge someone else or anything else, God's going to see that you now are judged and you're judging someone else. So he's going to use your own judgment, the way you've done it all, and judge you the same way. Think about that. Let that sink in. Before we judge one another. And in verse 3, it says, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in your brother's eye, but considers not the beam in your own eye? Look at the word considers. You know what that means? You don't even think about it. We immediately judge, and easy to judge everyone else. Can I get an amen today, please? It's easy. It is the easiest thing in the world to see everything everyone else is doing wrong. It's just easy. God says you don't even consider the mote that's in your own eye. And I just want to ask you a question. How much Bible do you know, and how many verses do you know of the things that God has told you that you're supposed to do? Like just for example, as a husband, I'm commanded by God to love my wife. commanded. But she's also commanded to obey her husband and reverence her husband. So when she doesn't do that and I get mad at her, is my right judgment to judge, to say, see, these are hard things. You got to weigh them in your mind. And you got to look and say, okay, you got to judge the facts in your mind and say, all right, before I judge her, let's look at you. And that's what God always talks. Look in John chapter 5, please. John 5. We're going to be turning around. See, I know I'm supposed to judge. I know. But it's how do I judge? Because however I judge, God's going to use that, the judgment. Okay, I'll use that same judgment on you, son. How's that? And I'm like, wait a minute. I think I'll rethink this judgment again. Maybe I'll see how much mercy I'm really going to give that person before I start to make a statement in my mind. John chapter 5, are you there? Look in verse 30 with me. John 5, verse 30 says this. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, what's it say? I judge. And my judgment is just. Why? Look what he says. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. You see, I want you to look closely at that. He says, I can of my own self. I can do nothing. I have no power, nothing. As I hear, I judge. How do you judge someone is by what you hear the Bible say, what you know that God says. And that's the thing. And he says, because he knows my judgment is right because of the Bible says, because I'm not seeking my will. I'm seeking God's will for that person. Does that make sense, anybody? John chapter 7, look in chapter 7. Look, verse 24. It says, look what it says. All there? Are you there? It says, judge not according to what? But judge righteous judgment. Judge not according to appearance. Really. It appears to me that so-and-so is lost. It appears to me that so-and-so is not right with God. It appears to me I'll tell you what, I can't judge according to appearance. So I want you to think about that. I want that settle in a little bit. If I can't judge according to appearance, what do you think that means? Let's talk about that just for a second. What do you think that means? Judge not according to appearance. Has anybody got any thoughts? Yes, Susan. Amen. I think that's correct. Yeah, Steve. Someone walking down the street with a mohawk, you don't judge them thinking that they're lost. Amen. Bob? Anyone else? Another one? Dave?
Like you said, you don't know the situation.
Amen. Dave, you're all right, but the one I wanted to say is, have you ever walked a mile in another man's shoes? It's easy for me to judge other people, but you have no idea what they're going through. You have no idea, even if, and I'm being serious, what I go through may not be anything to what you go through. And what you go through, I might look at you and go, that's nothing. You know what I'm saying? But still, it's something to you. Can I get an amen? Everyone is going through something. Everyone is going through a hard time. I mean, if you're not going through a hard time or having just came out of a hard time, I'd like to sit and talk with you because you must be really young and because it's going to come. Because I can remember a few times in my life, maybe three, where that day, it was a good day. That day, okay? I mean the day. Because it wasn't even a whole day before problems started showing up. But you haven't walked a mile in their shoes. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, Brian.
What about the other way? What about the person who looks nice and sharp and sounds well, sounds good? You think, wow, that's quite a Christian. You're judging by their appearance.
Of course. Of course, I'm not. I mean, you're all looking on the outward. I'm looking more on the inward. You can see the outward easy. Amen. It's the in part you can't see. You might think people have it all right. People, everybody wants to be rich. I would love to know what it's like. I've never known what it was like. I'd love to know what it's like to have money in my bank. When a bill comes in, I could just write it. I'd love to know what that's like. I talk to people and they're like, and they literally tell me like they've never known what that was like to not have money to pay bills. I'm like, really? Wow. God bless you. You know what I mean? And my whole life has been that way. So I've never known anything but being poor. Never known anything but being poor. It's weak, struggling from paycheck to paycheck. That's all I've known. So I would like to know what it's like to be rich. I would. But everyone kind of wants. But the truth of the matter is you don't know what they're going through. Everyone's going through something. Every person. Turn with me to Romans chapter 2, please. Romans chapter 2. Look in verse 16 with me if you would. Are you there? It says, in the day when God shall judge the what? The secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. See, God looks on the inside. We haven't walked a mile in someone else's shoes. We don't know what it's like. We don't know what they're going through. I'll tell you right now, hurt is the hardest thing to overcome. I told you this week, I've been, just hurt. And not knowing how to act or react, but feeling like I'm supposed to. You know what I mean? Knowing that I'm supposed to judge righteously. And sometimes doing nothing is a good judgment. Sometimes saying nothing is a good thing to do. Sometimes. There's other times. But don't think that just because you're supposed to say something, that is the right time to do it. Because I'll tell you right now, one of the worst things in my life has always been is that little thing that just the straw that breaks the camel's back. You ever been there? It may be the tiniest little thing, but that's all you needed. I can't take it anymore. You know, yesterday started out to be such a great day. Got up, praising God, everything, getting ready, came into the church to leave nice and early, and just everything went wrong. I was carrying a bottle of half and half, for your coffee. I carried it around, walked all through over. Here it was dripping the whole time. Didn't know it. Everywhere I walked, half and half was poured all the way, all over my shirt. And then I went back, and the whole church was spots of half and half. I had to mop the whole floors, mop all this. Just little things. But that was like the 10th thing already. Couldn't find my keys for like an hour and a half. Hold on. Wait a minute. I was thinking of you. Where are you at? Hold on. All right. Is that better now? Amen. Wait a minute. Guys look much better now. Amen. I forgot where it was. Look what it says. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men. You see, we don't have to judge everything. God's going to do it. God's going to judge it all. I want to hurry. I'm sorry. I'm taking too long. Look in Romans chapter 14. God's going to judge every little secret, every little thing. Romans 14, look in verse 10 with me, please. Are you there? It says, but why does thou judge? Why do you judge your brother? Why are you judging your brother? Or why does thou set at naught your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. God judges the secrets of your heart. This is a hard thing for me to get because being a dad my entire life, I think I was born a father. Feels like it. Been a dad my whole life. Pull your pants up. Stop it. Knock it off. Stop chewing. Stop touching that. Go brush your teeth. Get to bed. What's wrong with you? Don't talk like that. Whack. Like, that's been my whole life. And then a roofer, you know, and a boss, a foreman for so long, and then an owner of a business, bunch of roofers. You know, you're not going to stop that. Knock it off. It's like my whole life is like telling people, stop it. Anyway, God says, there's going to come a day where God's going to judge every secret of men. And he says, why are you judging your brother? He says, because don't you know that we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ? So what I want you to get out of this little thing is that you've got to start judging yourself. You've got to. You've got to start judging everything you do, everything you say, every action you do. What do you think God wants? Sacrifice or obedience? He wants obedience. He wants obedience. Let me ask you a question. Ladies, I'm being serious. And for you widows, God bless you. Because you widows have a husband. Your husband's name is Jesus Christ. We all have a husband. His name is Jesus. But the Bible tells us that husbands be in subjection to your wives. You're supposed to honor your husband and listen to your husband. But yet there's so much fighting in the homes. So much arguing in the homes. And it's like, I don't understand why. And then husbands, love your wives in all things. Caring for them, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of the Lord. Don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, don't, you know, there's so many things that in all reality, what happens is as soon as we get hurt, we want to immediately judge and be the executioner. We want to say something, we want to do something, we feel it's our responsibility, they hurt us, don't they know they're wrong, don't they know what they're doing is wrong, I got to go and I got to say that, and God says, you better go and look and judge yourself first before you open that trap of yours, amen? All right, let me try to finish with that. Look in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Chapter 4. Look in verse 5 with me. It says, therefore, because of all the things we're kind of learning, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come. Who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. Let's read it one more time. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. It's not our job to bring to light the hidden things of darkness. Let me rephrase that. It is our job to bring forth the hidden things of darkness, but in ourselves. We've got to look and judge ourselves more than we could ever judge anyone else. If I can close with that you need to judge yourself. Why am I doing this? Why am I acting like this? Why am I not obeying? Why am I being stubborn? Why am I being prideful? Can I get an amen? Why am I not listening? Why am I fighting this? Instead of always pointing it, well, it's because of them, and because of this, and because of this. You made me mad, and you this, it's your fault, and it's on. Come on, you know how that is. But what we need to stop doing, just start, why am I acting like this? Why am I not just submitting? Why can't I humble myself and just obey? Why? See, all these things are going to be brought out at the judgment seat of Christ. God's going to judge every secret thing. Every secret thing of your mind and your heart. And you're going to wonder why. You're going to wonder why this happened and why did that person happen. One day in the judgment, you're going to know everything. And you're going to be ashamed. And you're going to feel bad because you judged others and you didn't judge yourself. You expect others to listen, but you don't listen. You expect others to obey, but you don't obey. Can I get an amen? All right, last verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 31. Say it out loud. You ready? For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. That's I'm going to leave it with that right now. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the word of God. It's so powerful. It's a sharp two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder soul and spirit and joint and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our heart. And I know through this study, Lord, that your word has penetrated into my heart and made me think of things. Made me think of myself and where I'm judgmental and where I get attitudes and where I get problems, Lord, and how I think what's wrong with this person and how can they be this way. And I'll tell you what, Lord, thank you for the word of God that straightens me out. I'm going to do what you said, Lord. I'm going to judge myself so that I will not be judged. Because you said in your word that whatever judgment I use to judge others, you're going to use that same judgment to judge me. So I'm asking you for forgiveness, Lord. I'm asking you for the blood of Christ. I'm asking you for mercy. But I'm thanking you for wisdom. I'm thanking you for instruction. I'm thanking you for the Holy Spirit. Please help us, Lord, to love more and judge less. Help us to judge ourselves first before we ever judge anyone else. And Lord, we'll thank you Well, thank you, thank you. Please be with the service ahead. I pray you'd open the doors and get the people in. There's many, many people out today, Lord, but I pray that you could bring some visitors in, bring other people in. Help us to be friendly and caring and make sure we go up and talk to one another and say hi to anyone that we don't know. And I pray that someone will get help today. Someone will hear from heaven today. Someone will be strengthened and edified and be just everything you want them to be today, Lord. Bless the church, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Church will start in 8 minutes.